The South's commercial bill flamethrower. Boss Man in the BAM. WBOSS Boss Man Radio.
Historic Bruton, Alabama. It's drive time with your host, DJ and KJ.
Good Wednesday morning. Happy hump day, the best day of your life. Welcome to Drive Time, brought to you by Jim Peach Motors and Peach Chevrolet. Special guest on Drive Time with us this morning, good friend Rob Atkinson. Rob has some exciting information that we're going to talk about and a good time coming up here in the Bruton area. A little bit later, but first things first, Rob, I have to ask the most important question. Did you frequent arcades as a kid, and what was your game of choice?
Oh, DJ, I did, and I'm having technical difficulties already this morning. I was on a sign of things to come, but yeah, I did frequent arcades. My favorite one had to be Galaga. You know, Galaga. I kind of thought between Galaxian and Galaga, but Galaga was the one I liked the most. We had a great time playing that.
Did you ever have the high score? Were you the high score holder at any point in time?
Heck no, not even close.
Good morning, great crowd in. First thing this morning, Rebecca Whitfield in. Good morning, buddy. Whitney James Boyd, sister's in. Good morning, sister. Rodney Williamson in. Miss Mitchell, your neighbor's in. Good morning, Miss Mitchell.
Hey, Patty.
Jesse James in from the Bay. Good morning, Jesse. Gina Hart in as well. Lisa Hart in. Good morning, Lisa, and hope everything's going your way down at the market. Ray Stewart, Trevor Youngblood, my man, Cobra Kai. Good morning, Trevor. Donna Weaver in. Wheezy Joyner, Stan Whitehead, Daniel Smith, Pam Driscoll, Melissa McMillan, me. Good morning, me. D. Powell in also. Good morning to each of you, and good morning, Ken.
Good morning, DJ, and good morning, Coach A. What's going on?
I don't know it much. Just talk about this run a little bit. Get everybody ready to go, fired up, and ready to run this thing.
I tell you what, and talking about that run, you know, DJ and I have talked about the run some here on this show, and I have encouraged DJ with as much training as he has been doing, he and Burnham both, that they were to come down and entertain joining the BCC run.
Well, I've heard a rumor out around right now that DJ's actually been out there on the course already a few times and kind of gotten in a few laps, and he's getting ready to go. So Burnham better step up his game if he's going to get DJ this time.
He better get ready. I've been saying the same thing. I've actually made that exact same comment. He needed to be worried about what DJ had going on. I think there may have been a drone flying around last night checking on DJ.
Yeah, I was being followed a little bit last night, getting some of my road work in. I look up and there's a drone on top of me, and shockingly, Lance McKenzie was in the immediate area also, and I'm sure that neither are connected, but it's kind of hard to get out and get the work in.
No, they wouldn't be connected.
I do have a question. You know, about multiple races. I do worry about recovery time. I had this big deal April 7th, and then your race is going to be, what's the date on it? May
19th.
May 19th. Would that be enough time for my body to recover
in
the soft tissue?
I think you have plenty of time to get ready to go again. So yeah, I don't think it'll be an issue at all. Within a week, you'll be ready to go. So that's going to give you about 6 weeks. So I think you'll have more time to train and get better and better. And think about this is going to be over a distance. So it's not 109 yards. You're talking about 3.5 miles and a lot of ups and downs. So I think you can take it.
It's an endurance thing. I mean, yeah, I think he can too, Rob. I'm with you. I think he needs to. And I'm looking forward to him go ahead and being the flag bearer for that and jumping up. He and T-Bone both and saying, we're going to do this. And so I can't wait for that to happen. I do want to say this before we get kicked off going this morning. The first day we talked about the hunt, we kind of laid out the kind of the ground rules, if you will, of what you had to do, what you didn't have to do. I want to reiterate something again. You do not have to have any tools or anything to find the prize. You don't have to tear anything up. You don't have to pick through anything. You don't have to trample landscaping, flowers.
Yeah.
You don't have to dig. You don't have to do any of those things to find the prize. Okay. Let me say that again. You do not have to do any of those things to find the prize. When you find it, you will know it. Okay. It's not one of those things where you have to go out and be disrespectful of public property, of any property. It was not hid like that. It's not hid like that. And you don't have to worry about, oh, I got to go out and dig me a 4-foot hole. It's not like that. Stay out of flower beds. I mean, you know, let's be respectful. Okay. I mean, listen, this has all been great fun. We're having a lot of fun with it and we're enjoying it and I'm enjoying it. But I want to say again, you do not have to go out and be disrespectful of property in looking for this prize. It is one of those things that when you walk up on it or when you get, you know, think you've got the clues put together and find it, I promise you, you'll know when you walk up on it. So I don't want to start on a kind of a sour note. I don't mean it that way. I just want everybody to be respectful. I mean, you know, we can continue to do these types of things if everybody is respectful of property and you know, we don't have these types of situations, then we can continue to do these things and just they get bigger and better and bigger. And you know, so that's just I want to put that out there first thing this morning.
Well said. Good morning. Good morning, Hunter Hart, JP, the coach in as well. Good morning, JP, Elizabeth Bush, Susan Rhodes, Rhett Joyner. Good morning, Rhett. Lance McKenzie back in. Good morning, Butch. Damian Jackson, one of my guys. Good morning, Damo. Judy Crane in as well. Hope your birthday was a great one, Judy. Thanks for being with us this morning. Good morning, Pam Driscoll. Sarah in as well. Good morning, Sarah. Ann Holmes in. Good morning. English is in. Good morning, Ing. Chris Crutchfield. Bubba, how's that T-bone, Bubba?
Good morning. How's that T-bone?
Jason Tiepo in as well. Good. So Youngblood back in. Youngblood, enjoyed the lunch yesterday catching up with you. Certainly enjoyed the donuts and hope your day's off to a good start. Super Dave. My guy in. Good morning, Super Dave. Josh Godwin back in. Peggy Hill. Amanda Henry. Good crowd in. Roger Templeton. Tara Hardy. Good morning, Tara. Stephanie Lisby Dalahide in. Good morning, Stephanie. Adam Manasco. JoJo Luttrell. Kim Flores. Jeff Booker. Wow, great crowd in here this morning. Connie Baggett. Good morning, Connie. Mandy McKenzie as well. Trent Davis, another one of my guys in. Had a birthday also recently. Good morning, Trent. Steven Robinson in also. So good morning to each of you. And quickly, if the Clipper is in, I have changed my wardrobe just a bit. I will not wear this to work. But since I think we all agree, we live in the best community in the world.
Yes, we do.
I wanted to wear the shirt and represent, and excited to be here and excited to have all you with us this morning. Now let's get on to the BCC.
Let's say good morning to Talena Williams.
Yes.
Coach Williams' wife in with us this morning, and also Miss Peggy Hale. I don't know if you saw Miss Peggy in there or not. And Kathy Tolan's jumped in.
Good morning, Kathy.
John Braxton Rose. Good morning, John Braxton. So anyway, I didn't mean to interrupt
you're
you,
good.
But you know how that goes. So yeah, let's talk about the run.
We got some people call it a Spartan race. Some people call it a mud run. Talk about this it has gotten very popular in the last several years. Talk about how it came to Brute and how you came to kind of envision this and bring it to us.
Well, actually, Chip and I talked about this about 4 or 5 years ago, and if I'd had the good sense to do it when he said it, we'd probably be a lot further along right now. But I didn't think we really had the resources to handle it then. And Steve Layton approached me in October, and we were in the middle of cross country season then. I kind of talked to him a little bit and then started mulling around in my head and then started putting some things together. And since basically about November, we've been trying to get this thing ready to go. So there's a lot of people that really get involved in this thing. Since about 2011, there's been some really big races. You'll have some races in some towns that'll go anywhere from 10,000 to 20,000 participants in one. In one town. Now, obviously, we're not looking at Brute in Alabama right now, but they get really big, and it's a big deal for some. There's about five mud runs that are really large, a Spartan race, a Tough Mudder. The Warrior Dash is also a really big one also. So we're taking that. We're trying to bring it to Brute in Alabama. Now, the thing about those are like in Atlanta, Pensacola, or, you know, there's some really big ones around, but they're also really expensive. They're expensive. The insurance for them obviously is very expensive. They also have a lot of man-made obstacles. Our obstacles are going to be basically natural. We're on Burnt Corn Creek down there, and we've used the creek bank, and we've used a lot of logs that have been falling over the years and everything. And it's going to be a really good deal. So I'm really excited about it, and I think Bruton's going to love it.
I think so. Also, good morning, Kinsley. I'm sorry that was an oversight on my part. Hope you're doing well. Hope that little bump on your noggin is healing up nicely. But good morning to sweet Kinsley. Coach, anytime.
Good morning, Kinsley. lot going on this morning. A lot going on.
Anytime you put together any kind of project in any kind of facet, you have to have some support. You have to have some help from the community. And looking at the some of the businesses that have stepped up to help you in this effort, I know it goes without saying how much you appreciate them. We want to mention them by name if we can just for a minute. Horton's Insurance, NDI, the Alabama National Guard, an interesting partnership there. David's Catfish, Josh Godwin, always willing to help. The City of Bruton, of course, on board in a great capacity. The good people at GP, Frontier Technology, D.W. McMillan Hospital, Chris Griffin, and, of course, our friends at Pepsi Cola. And I know, regardless of what your efforts may be or in terms of planning and trying to promote, if you don't have that corporate support, it's really hard to get that thing off the ground.
No, it would be absolutely impossible to do without the corporate support. They've been really good. There's, I believe there's 27 sponsors on here right now, and they have been tremendous. They've come out, and just about everybody we've asked has supported us. So Bruton's got to step up to the plate right now, and we need to get registered and get started this thing because it's ready to roll. It's really ready to go.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm just, you know, throwing this out here, but I can tell you, I think it was Tough Mudder that went over and kind of, I told DJ a couple of weeks ago, watched, and they, you may know more about this, Rob, than I do, but I think they were the ones that put on the last few years in Milton Navarre area down there. These events are events.
They're major events.
It is a spectacle. It certainly is. And I can tell you, this just isn't for people from Bruton and the local area. I mean, if you're in Navarre, if you're in, Fort Walton Beach, if you're in Destin, if you're in, Pensacola and Milton and Pace and, Atmore and Bayman, wherever you're watching from, I mean, listen, if you enjoy these types of things, especially there's money on the line, is it not?
Yes, sir, there is. Most folks don't offer money. We're offering money.
Yeah, so there's money on the line, prize money to be won, and a big, big time. And especially this thing spans, as I understand it, three parks. Is that
three
correct?
Three parks. It'll actually go through O'Bannon Park. It'll start and end in O'Bannon Park. It'll go through E.O. Wilson Park and also Jennings Park. So it's a little over a 3.5 mile course right now.
Wow.
I think the draw for me is that it's family friendly. I mean, there's going to be something for everybody to do. It's going to be an all-day event. There's going to be live entertainment, I think, down on the grounds after the fact. There's going to be some maybe some food vendors or snack vendors of some sort, a picnic maybe. But it's going to start early, run late in the afternoon, be a good time to come out with your family. There's going to be a lot of supervision. I think there's going to be lifeguards or some care workers throughout the course in case somebody had some issues, but it's really going to be a neat deal.
You can't get in the bouncy houses.
It is. And it's about like there. There is actually going to be the bouncy house there also. That's going to happen. The Alabama National Guards bring what they call the gauntlet.
Well, I'll just make sure the Cobra Kai stay out of there.
Hey, I think I've seen that thing. That thing is brutal.
They're bringing the wall. They're bringing the gauntlet, and they've also got their start finish line. They're bringing it also, so that it's going to be a big deal there. And I've done enough of these events now from what I do for a living that I know that people want to see the race. So we're going to do the start line and the finish line all together in one place. And I'm going to make that finish line as interesting as we can make it.
Yes.
People, you're going to want to have phones to take pictures. I can promise you that right now.
Yes. I just wanted to clear that. Now, I'll tell you this. I would love to see DJ on the gauntlet. I mean, have you ever seen that thing?
I don't think I've ever seen it.
Well, we went to a place up by Callaway Gardens. Out a little bit from there called Butts Mills Farm, and they actually had it's a bouncy thing but it was called the gauntlet.
I'm telling
you right now, that thing is brutal. it is brutal. So but a big time, it a lot of fun. I saw a lot of people having a lot of fun in that thing.
So it'll be good.
Good morning, Donna White. Good morning, Kendall Cooper, Damian Jackson. I agree, Damo, got to get the liquids in. Good morning, Tracy. Good morning, Josh and Aaron Short.
Charlene and Raymond Wiggins in, our county commissioner.
Great.
Good morning.
Raymond. Talk a little bit about, in terms of number of participants, and this being year one, this is something that we're hopefully going to build on and see what it turns into. What's a number you would like to see here in the first go-round?
I would like to see around 500 in the first one, and I could see it going way larger than that. You know, the race we do up here at the school, it's usually going to have about 300 participants in it, and this should be a lot. I'm hoping a lot more than that.
Well, I think a couple of things you mentioned to me, there's going to be several different starts based on what level you're wanting to run or kind of what your purpose is. I'm assuming you guys will send off the real competitive runners earlier and then some of the more social amateur type runners later. So it'll be several starts. There's room for everybody to get in and have a good time with.
Yeah. That's the neat thing about this one is I got to listen to Lisa about how I need, cause Lisa's going to do this thing also. And then I've also got to get to, Brandon Barlow goes off 7 hours to do a Spartan run. So, and we'll spend, $150 to do a Spartan run. Well, he can come here and do an elite race for $50, insurance paid, everything, no parking or anything like that, and get cash prizes for him if you finish the top. So that's a pretty good deal right there.
I want to hit on that again, some of the fees that you've already had waived, like an expense you would normally incur at a Spartan race. What are some of the things you've already taken care of?
The first thing you do to go to one of these websites, one of these larger ones, you go to a Spartan run, they're going to tell you it's going to be $75, $80, or $60 for the run for 10 to 12 miles, what they usually do. And after you do that, they're going to hit you with a $10 to $15 fee for insurance. Then they're going to hit you with a fee for the sign up. And then they're going to hit you for $20 parking when you go in the parking lot. So
and you're going to be $200 in before you take a step.
You could easily get in $200, not to mention hotel rooms and everything else. So it could be a rather expensive weekend. A lot of people go from place to place, week to week. They're doing these things. This is going to be in town where you don't have to travel 7 hours. And you can actually, enjoy it. And I think it's going to be a great deal. And the thing I like about it the most is I'm trying to make it for the hard ones, the ones that have done a lot of it. Yeah. And also, if you're not really sure about something, I'm going to have some ways around obstacles that you can actually go around the obstacle and make it as easy as you want to make it or make it as hard as you want to make it.
That'd be great.
I'm really working hard on that right now.
It's also, I think, important to note that this is an individual effort. This is not a school effort. These proceeds are going. You've designated some charities that you're going to help with some of the proceeds, and this is for everybody. If you support this endeavor, you are not supporting a specific program or whatnot.
That is exactly correct. And that's the one thing I really want to hit on while we're here now. This is an area. This is Bruton, East Bruton, Monroeville, Andalusia, Milton. Everybody in this, South Alabama community, North Alabama community, North Florida community. That's what we're trying to hit right now. So we don't want it just to be a Bruton type deal. So, we're trying to get out and get everybody in as much as we possibly can.
What about, I hope I'm not misspeaking here, but Paul's Crossed, I think, is one of the
Our charities are Paul's Cross, Edith Kelly, who is a wonderful charity. She's helping out with a lot of our volunteers and does a tremendous job. And then also Michelle Walker, Backpack Buddies, who they actually put mm-hmm. food items in kids who may not be able to make it through the weekend as much food. So she helps out with that. And that's pretty much anonymous. And they do it every weekend, every week of the year. So they're a phenomenal organization.
Talk about, and of course, I met with you last week for a few minutes, and you had talked about how important this week was being on spring break, getting the course set up. I know the city of Bruton has helped tremendously in terms of getting the landscape runnable or whatnot. Talk a little bit about, are you pleased with the way it's turned out, or did it meet your expectations when you started? Talk a little bit about the course.
I don't think I can be more pleased right now. Craig Jerkins with the city, and then Stephen Wilson and Russell Martin have been phenomenal down there. I mean, they're working right now. They're clearing trails, and we have a machine called the Beast, and it basically goes through and pulverizes a lot of the privet stuff. There's places in there where people haven't walked in, maybe 100 years. So it's going through right now, and it's doing the trails. And the thing about this is when we get through with this, those trails are there for everybody forever.
They're going to keep them maintained.
They're going to keep them maintained.
Great.
And it's going to be a really good deal. I mean, this morning I was walking down through there. I was walking back toward the east with the sun rising on Burnt Corn Creek. And you might get your mind right. Get your mind right in a hurry now. God's beauty down through there, it's unbelievable. So I it was really impressive. I'm just thinking this thing is going to be unbelievable.
Well, they've done a great job kind of developing and opening up the E.O. Wilson Park there across the creek. Of course, they've done a lot of work at Jennings Park over the years. O'Bannon's seen a resurgence down there. I think it's going to be very nice and pretty cool to kind of intermingle all three of those, because at different points in time, you will be in each of those parks throughout the race. Is that correct?
Most definitely. You're going to start off, when we start the race, you're actually going to start off at O'Bannon, go around the baseball fields, and going to come in through down there by the Green Bridge. And there used to be a lumber company called Loveless Lumber down there. And that area in there has several big berms built through it that we actually float the logs in. So there's a lot of history down there also. We actually there was a stake dug up the other day as a surveyor stake that had like the ends of it was all kind of hewn off and stuff. And they have some neat stuff down there. But we're going to start off there, and we're going to go down to Burnt Corn Creek, come up Burnt Corn Creek for about 400 yards or so, come back into O'Bannon Park, and then we're going to go over to E.O. Wilson Park, and there's several obstacles over there. And then we'll finish up, go through Jennings Park, and then we'll come back across the Green Bridge and into O'Bannon Park again for the finish. And that'll be the finale right there. There will be a stage there. There will be a band there. So start and finish same place band. It's going to be a great deal down there.
Good morning, Ron Kennedy. Good morning, Marshall Bracken, Bo Newton, Tammy Perry, Sarju Patel, and Jessica Davenport in as well. Good morning to each of you. We have Rob Axon here with us promoting the Burnt Corn Creek Mud Run, Spartan Race, whatever your word choice is there. But Coach, if you will, talk a little bit also about where we can drive some people to register for this online. There's a Facebook page. There's an opportunity to actually get a free entry fee if you like and share the information and comment. I can do it.
There you go. So right now we have a Facebook page. That's the Burnt Corn Creek Run Facebook page. You can Google it and find it with no problem, or just do a search on Facebook. And if you will go on there, like and share, and put on there, I can do it, we're going to have a drawing here Friday morning for a free race entry. So
we're going to draw it right here.
We're going to draw it right here.
Right here, Friday morning. So get that done the next 2 days. Like and share and comment on that Facebook page, and you might be the lucky winner of the free entry fee. Share it with all your friends. Tag those in surrounding areas. If you have relatives not living here but like to partake in these types of races, I think it's going to be a good one.
Oh, no doubt. And then also registration right now. We're kicking it off big time. We're trying to put really a big push now since we've got our sponsors in place and getting the course ready to go. If you'll go to bccrun.com, it's a very friendly website. Ron McDaniel has set it up for us. It's professional. It's nice. And you can register there. Or you can actually find any of our people, any of our volunteers throughout the city. If you'd rather do the old-fashioned way and do the paper, not a problem. We'll accommodate you. Whatever you want to do, we'll handle it.
We're not going to mention it, or we're not going to go too far down this road, but you do have a backup plan in place if the weather doesn't permit, or if the creeks were to rise for unforeseen reason, if we got a lot of water. And you already have that in places also. So if somebody did sign up, we have a makeup date tentatively, or when is the makeup date? Although we don't want to think about that.
All right, the makeup date is going to be August 4th. That'll make sure if we happen to have, you know, some bad weather or something, and the creek gets up. This is going to revolve around the creek. So if the creek gets up, there's no way we can do it. I'm not even going to put anybody in a situation like that. So it's at a great level right now. I'd like for it to be just a few inches lower, but it's in a really good level right now. But that would definitely happen August the 4th. But you know, people worry about the heat then. But you're going to be in the creek about 15 times. So you will cool off. It'll be fine. I'm going to have plenty of aid stations throughout. We're going to have aid stations at the one at on the O'Bannon side at the 1 mile mark, then also again at the 2 mile mark, and probably at the 3 mile mark also for anybody that needs some water or something like that.
How long are you looking for this event to last as far as that day, Rob? I mean, I know you said kickoff or take off. Is it what?
We're going to start the elite race at 8 a.m. that morning. Okay. That'll be for everybody. If you want to be involved in cash prizes, or if you want to win a placement prize, which we're going to do for age divisions also, we're going to do, I believe we're going to do some Just Do gift certificates.
Okay.
And that's going to be a good thing for us. And so if you get first place in your age category, say DJ wins his age category, we won't call that age, but anyway.
It's real close to yours.
Yeah, it is. So he wins that age category, then he would get, you know, a placement prize from Just Do.
Right.
And so we'll start that one off. That will all come from the 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock hour.
Okay.
And then the open race will start after that. So if you don't want to be in the competition and you want it to be a little bit slower, you'll be able to do the open race, which will start at 9 o'clock. It'll go off in waves of 9, 9:15. Cause usually we're going to have more runners usually in that.
Right.
So 9, 9:15, we're going to go from there and kind of spread folks out. What I don't like about a lot of these races, when you mention a Spartan or a Tough Mudder or something like that, when they release 250 people or 500 people at one time,
thank you, Mayor,
in one place, they're going to hit obstacles and they're going to stand in line for minutes at a time. I'm trying to make sure that we don't have that problem.
But you got people going.
I got people going all the time, and I'm trying to spread the race out. There's some things the first part of the race that I'm going to do to kind of spread people out, so there won't be a whole lot of backwash people waiting.
Well, as you can see, DJ is
they're warm.
He's getting training and getting ready for
some water.
And he's getting tougher by the bite over there. I know. I heard you mention band and that kind of thing. Or, you know, is that later on in the afternoon, or is that?
That'll be going on at the same time. Connie Baggett's going to be responsible for a lot of that.
Okay.
So the city has really stepped up big time.
I'm going to let you speak to it.
Yeah.
Kendall Cooper wants to know how she can sign up right now. What's the easiest way to sign up?
The easiest way to sign up is go to bccrun.com. Just follow the instructions there. Hit registration. It will take you right to it.
She says the first time she's seen anything about this. Let me tell you this. I'm going to get with Rob after this, and we're going to make sure that this ain't the last time you're going to see it. I'll tell you that we're gonna try to talk about some things and we can help and get this thing out there. The big thing is getting in front of people like Kendall that want to run, that want to participate, you know. So and we'll try to figure that out. So at any rate, so that's going to be an all day thing. Then what you're saying is entertainment and all that kind of stuff. Just what about food vendors? You know, things such as that. I haven't heard you say anything about that. We're working on that right now.
We're going to get some, we will have food vendors. I've not crossed that bridge yet, but there will definitely be food vendors down there.
Okay,
that will be no problem with that.
Okay. Okay.
What's a good, like, for the elite runners?
Hey, now this is, I want to say, I don't mean to interrupt you, DJ, but this is coming from a runner. Okay. JoJo Luttrell says, Coach A does an awesome job. Couldn't be a better person to organize this. Thanks, Rob.
Well, thank you, Joe. I appreciate it. Joe does, oh my gosh. He helps us so much in track and cross country. It's just unbelievable. And he's also been helping me down there on the course some. And I'm going to use his expertise some because he's great.
Have you seen him? Have you ever seen him run?
Oh, he's a stud now. I'm telling you, he can go.
Will you tell that guy right there how fast JoJo Luttrell is?
Yeah, he don't play around. He's a tough dude now. You're in a foxhole, you want Joe on your side.
No, I'm gonna be honest with you. If I'm in a foxhole, things go wrong. I don't want him on my side because he's gonna leave me.
Nah, Joe wouldn't leave you.
No, I'm saying if it's one of them things where, hey man, run. Well, guess what? You ain't gonna be tagging along with him.
I got a question for the elite runners. What's a good time, like, for this course? What do you think a good finishing time would be?
Good morning, Carol.
That's a great question. Probably around
good morning.
From 30 to 45 minutes. It just depends on how the obstacles go. And I'm still, some people may hate me after this. I'm just going to be honest with you. And some people are going to love me, but some folks are going, what is that son of a gun doing to us? So we're going to make it challenging now.
Well, we talked about it, you know, in the onset. I think this is something I'm certainly excited about this year's, but I don't really think this is something, not trying to tax you out. I know it's time consuming. I think this is something that really may turn into like a major event. I certainly hope we exceed the 500 today, but I can see this being easily several thousand in years to go.
The way Bruton does stuff and the situation we have here and the way this community is, the way it rallies around and supports, this thing could be phenomenal. I mean, it really could be. And I'm looking forward to that. And that's kind of what I like to do. I like putting on big events. So this is something that's right up my alley, and hopefully it's going to go really well.
I know, and talking about having different people from different areas and that type of thing. What do you find, or what kind of people is it traditionally that will come? And I know you got the fun run part of it, but I'm talking about your elite, part of it. What kind of people or walks of life do you see those people come from that come and participate in something like
they're,
this?
They're right? From all walks of life, but the people who work out in the gyms all the time, they're working, you know, 4 or 5 days a week in the gym, just getting after it. This is kind of their game day. So, you know, they worked out all week long and hey, now it's game day. Let's go see what I can do, because it's just not about pumping iron anymore. It's also about fitness level, you know, the CrossFit stuff. So it's more of those type people we're really looking for also. There, Brandon Barlow's a great example. You know, Brandon's not a great big guy, but he's tough. He can do it. Now I'm telling you.
I'll tell you a story about Brandon Barlow, and this is this is the truth. Brandon Barlow, in a former life, was a technician, auto technician. He worked over at the Ford store. He is the only technician I have ever seen in my career that could work Monday through Friday, and every time you saw him, it didn't matter what time of the day it was, if it was 5 o'clock in the afternoon, at 1 o'clock or 10 o'clock in the morning, he looked like he had just got out of the shower. Okay. Now I'm going to ask you this. I mean, you know, how many people, and DJ can speak to this, how many people do you know, DJ, technicians that can do that?
I don't know of one.
Well, he did. And I'm talking about not like once every now and again. He did it daily.
I only know one other person who can look like out of the box good, regardless of what they've done. That's Ricky Perry. You will not catch Ricky Perry not looking
Jersey Rick's ready.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man. I usually come off the golf course bleeding. You know where I end up. I'd scratched up, just been through a war, and he comes off and he just looks like he's out of the box, man.
Well, I Brandon, he's a great guy, and I used to always pick at him about, I don't know how you go back there and do a motor job, Brandon, and look like that you just got out of the shower. I mean, wouldn't you have any grease on his fingers? I mean, wow. This guy, and let me tell you something, fix anything. I can't lie to you. I've tried to hire him back about 400 times. And after about the 399th, no, you'd think I'd quit saying it. But every time I see him, I'm like, hey, man, you don't want to come back, do you?
Good morning, Daddy. Good morning, Debbie.
Ted. Good morning, Father Ted.
Going back to the race just for a second, I didn't know this, but talking to you last week, there'll be some opportunities on the course to where you can carry a bucket of sand or move a rock or
sign him up.
Roll a wheel. That's the part I get to play with a lot right now. You know, we're going to have some buckets. You're going to get on a sandbar. We're going to take those buckets. We're going to fill them up with gravel. And you're going to walk down that sandbar with the buckets. Now,
part of the elite race also?
Oh, that's part of the elite race. And also be part of the open race. Yeah. Now, you know, getting Lisa to carry a bucket of rocks is going to be difficult, but it's going to be something to do. But, you know, the guys are going to be, it's going to be a 5-gallon bucket, and the women would be probably a 3-gallon bucket or something. It won't be quite as much. So, you know, there'll be logs. We'll do, you know, Bruton was founded on timber and rail industry. Well, we're going to take a timber kind of theme with this thing. So I imagine you might tow a log, you might pull a log, you might pick up a 2x4 or two.
I'm going to tell you what I might do. I might get my chair and go lay out on the sandbar and watch everybody come through.
Well,
maybe have an ice chest there and just kind of just enjoy the day. Have my Walkman on and just kind of offer encouragement. You think that would go over well?
No, I think you need to be in it. After you get through doing that, we will have a chair ready for you.
Fumbo wanted to know what the date was again, DJ.
The date of the
race? May 19th.
If Flimbo gets in, I'll get in. How about that?
Yeah.
And we'll go together. Buddy system.
Jesse J said.
I hate to cut you off, but one of the best ways to do this is to get a team. Get four of your best friends and do it together and have a great time together. So the teams are welcome. We want you to be on a team.
Yeah.
And people love doing this type of stuff together. I've seen teams on some of these things as big as 100 people.
Wow.
So, Me and Greg are in.
Wow.
We've got a company right now that's in town. That's going to have two teams in it, and they're going to have a company picnic afterwards. So it's a great team building thing for an organization. It kind of gets you people together and kind of, hey, you know, get rejuvenated and let's all get the same lunch. I think that Chip Peach needs to probably do something.
Can I tell you what company it is not? That is Peach.
And
that's not a throw off on Chip. Let me say that. I'm saying that we have not organized that. And if it has been, somebody needs to let me know because this is the first I've heard of it.
A good friend of mine, Ron Kennedy's in, and he's liable to be here. He had a question a little late getting in, wants to know what's the how do the kids participate? Is there a different course for the kids?
I'm excited. And let's talk about kids for a second, because this is about the community now.
Sure.
So we're not trying to make a whole lot of money here. We're trying to do for the sponsors. I mean, not our sponsors, but excuse me, for our charities. And then also what I want to do is I want to do a competition between schools around here. Okay?
Yeah.
So we've got Bruton City system over here, and we've got, you know, the county system. We've got W.S. Neal and all the surrounding schools. It doesn't matter. Whichever school signs up the most people, we're going to write a check to that school for $500.
You're doing that this year?
Oh, we're doing it this year. Whatever. That's going to happen. Our sponsors have been tremendous.
Yeah.
I'm going to make sure it happens. We're going to give back to the community. The community supported us. We're going to give back to the community.
Whatever. So say that again. Say that again.
So when you sign up, when you go online and sign up, there's a place on there that says your school affiliation. Okay. Go on there and mark, if you're T.R. Miller High School, if you're W.S. Neal, or if you're Bruton Middle School, or if you're the elementary school, school has the most participants, we're going to write a check to that school for $500. So that's giving back to them.
That's nice. That's an incentive there.
So
it's hard to use on my team, it looks like.
We're going to actually, you know.
I got dibs on that. I just said me too, Sarge. So if you want to be on that team, that's fine. But that's the team I'm on.
Yeah. There's also a kids race here. So we have an elite race, we have the open race, and then at 11 to 11:30, we're going to start a kids race. The kids race will be a mile long. It will have several of the obstacles in it. Also, they won't be quite as tough, but you know, from 6 years old to 12 years old, you're going to be in the kids race, and then from 13 up, you're going to be in the open race.
And we're going to have people throughout the course in terms of if something happened there for caretakers or whatnot, it'll be marshaled.
I'm going to say a minimum of 50 volunteers and maybe up to 70. So I'm going to make sure it's taken care of.
Yeah.
So a lot of the people that are doing the volunteers, they may have run earlier in the morning, and then I'll go back later on and be marshals for the race.
Did you see Bubba's comment?
I did.
Is there a tweaked hamstring flight in the donut division?
Oh, no doubt. We can definitely make that happen.
Hey, I like what Jesse J said earlier. She said this is the ones actually going inside the gym and working out, not just checking in front of one.
That's it. Let me ask you this, and I was not aware of this until recently, but there is a nest. I thought we'd run these guys out of town 30 years ago, but there's a nest of Cobra Kai's starting to formulate again in our community. If they chose to enter a team, would you accept their application?
Good. I'm lost on that one, but probably
the Cobra Kai's.
Yeah. I'm sure they'll take them all.
Oh yes.
Good guys, bad guys. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. Bring one, bring all. We'll take them.
That's going to be a good time. May 19th. Go online, like the Facebook page, share it, make the comment. I can do it. And you might win the free entry fee drawn here Friday morning.
Yes, sir.
BCCrun.com. Is that correct?
That is correct. Yeah, BCCrun.com. All lowercase.
All lowercase. That's where you can catch entry. Can you enter on the Facebook page as well?
But we do have the Facebook page where it will link back to the BCCrun.com. And you can also pick up in the YMCA has. They have all the flyers right now. There will be flyers at schools and everywhere else. So you'll be able to find a flyer here in town. David's Catfish has them right now. I had, you know, we took some over to Josh yesterday. So and Josh has been great to us, and I really appreciate all he's done for us. So I'm really, really, really been good to us.
You've mentioned it twice, but I think it should be mentioned over and over again. The school that has the most people in our area, any school, it can be anywhere.
It does not matter. It can be Andalusia. And, you know, we like to kind of jaw back and forth Andalusia sometimes, and they've got a great program going right now. But if they can, you know, if they bring them 50 people over here or whatever from that school, I'm writing a check to Andalusia High School for $500.
But some schools getting a check for $500.
Some school, I don't care if there's five people in this thing, they're getting a check.
So a school is getting a check for $500.
That is correct.
And, make sure to sign up and show your support your school is.
Line up. That's awesome.
Make sure, and it's for current faculty and students. So, you know, if you graduated from W.S. Neal X amount of years ago, then we would not include you in that. But anybody that's in a school that's currently in right now, we'll take those, or faculty members.
Sure.
You know, one of the things I really want to do that I'm not found a way to do it yet, but I'm working on it, is I would like to have like two males, two females, and from a particular school, a high school that's running, and then a faculty member also to make a team of five.
Yeah, that'd be cool. That'd be cool.
Have, you know, I got some connections in that. So, and then have all the folks come in here and write a check back to that school for possibly $1,000. Not figured that one out yet, but that's something that may come in the future one day. I got to get by. I got to make sure that all the AHSAA rules are handled. And no kid. Now I do want to say this. No kid that has any eligibility at all will be able to win any cash prize.
Sure.
That's not going to happen. I'm going to make sure of that.
Manasco said the Camp 31 barbecue trailer will be at the run.
That sounds good to me.
Yeah.
We're looking forward to them.
Yeah. So definitely be some good food down there to eat if that's what you're looking for.
Not trying to add the logistics, but when you finish the race, when you come out of the race, is there any kind of rinse off station, or are you just
for the day? Trust me, when you get through at the very end, you're going to need to rinse off, because I'm being devious on this one.
So there will be an area there where you can clean up a little bit?
You do it the old-fashioned way. There's old Bannon Wash Hole right there.
Yeah.
We're also going to have showers there, and I've heard mentioned that the fire truck's going to be down there also, and we'll be able to spray you off with a fire truck.
That'd be great.
So there's not only that, there's also a fire hydrant right there. So and we'll get some showers. I noticed on E.O. Wilson the other day that on the E.O. Wilson, they've actually built a new pavilion over there. There are some bathrooms. They have showers on the outside of that also. So we're working to get some showers down there in the pavilion that's at O'Bannon right now.
It's going
to
be a fun day.
Oh, it's going to be outstanding.
Are y'all going to go through and do like the Rangers do down in, between Navarre and Milton? Are y'all going to go through and clear the water courses before, you know, they go through and clear out all of the snakes and what have you that they can see beforehand, and I know people think I'm being funny when I say that, but they do this. I mean, this is part of what they do, because they obviously, you know, they you can't see and get everything, but obviously they want to try. And most snakes, anything like that out, they hear a bunch of commotion, they're going the opposite direction.
Yeah, we're going to definitely run the trails several times that morning with four-wheelers and on both sides of the creek.
Right.
And then we'll be in the creek looking for stuff like that. So, yes, that, you know, we are in the woods. That is a possibility. So,
right.
You know, but we're taking care of any of those. Sure. Anytime that happens, we're taking care of that.
Rob, let me ask you this. For somebody that might be doing this for the first time that wants to do it on the social side of things, what would be appropriate running attire?
That's a great question. Do not wear cotton. Okay. You don't want to wear, and do not wear shorts that have pockets on them, because you're going to hold water. They actually make shoes for this that have cleats on the bottom of them that are kind of rubberized cleats and that will not hold water. So it's a possibility that you can get some shoes like that. That would be a thing. It's not something you have to have. I will suggest this to you. When you lace up your shoes, you better tie them up tight, because at the top of the hill where the old abandoned washhole is, we have the obstacle called the shoe sucker. And it is 100 yards of mud uphill that is a natural spring. And I mean, it is unbelievable. If you've actually watched the, we've done some Bruton Reborn videos, which is a brand new one up right now that Steve Layton has just completed. That part of the, where the kids are running through the mud so much, that's the shoe sucker right there. And we're going to do some special things for the shoe sucker right now that I'm not going to tell anybody, but you're going to enjoy it.
Which, by the way, I want to say Steve has done a great job on those videos.
Oh, wow. He's phenomenal.
He has done a great job on those. So
so stay away from the cotton.
Stay away from cotton.
Oh, it's definitely stay away from cotton. You want dry fit as much as possible. You want dry fit, shorts, obviously. But no pockets. And then, shoes and socks. And I've even seen people duct tape shoes on.
Really?
Oh yeah.
Let me ask you this, Ross.
You're gonna get some pretty good mud.
So if you have a group of let's just say a group of those rangers down there that just graduated, they decide they want to get into this thing or getting ready to graduate, and they show up here, and I mean, it is that even fair to let those people? I mean, I guess you got to let them in. What I'm saying is,
they call it an elite race for a reason.
That's right.
So
because those guys have been doing that for the last 6 months of their life.
So I'm writing a check for $300 for first place, $200 for second place, and $100 for third place. So
if I won that,
somebody's
thing,
getting money.
If I won that thing, the elite race, would that shock the world?
Oh, it would shock the world.
It'd be the Cinderella story of all time.
Of all time.
I mean, I will tell you this. If you win it, I'll give you $1,000.
If I finish it, can
I? No. Yeah, if you win the elite race, I will give you $1,000 cash
on
this
program. I'll top that one. I'll match that. No problem.
Hey, number 16 seed, baby.
You know how tight I am.
Hey, you asked Virginia what happened. It can't happen. It can't happen. It can happen.
I'm telling you, I will definitely do that. Butch wants you to wear a one-piece leotard DJ.
Well, I was just getting it from Rob, what I needed to wear. That's giving me some ideas, and I don't want to chafe for sure.
Yeah, well, that's right. Connie says she's a team snake patrol. So
Connie can be whatever she wants to be. Connie's done a phenomenal job also. If I ever need some, I pick the phone up and call Connie Baggett and his handle right then and there. She's really been great.
Buck says she has no confidence in you, DJ.
Hey. Hey. Kid out of nowhere comes in and wins that thing. That'd be something.
Well, it sounds like you got a big-time event planned, and we got to help get the word out there. When is the last day that people can register by, Rob?
Well, obviously, what we need to get registered as quickly as possible, because this helps with planning.
Sure.
A great deal. This is not something you just throw together and say, hey, we're going to do this. All right, there is a bunch that goes on behind the scenes with this. Everybody's getting a free T-shirt who's getting in this thing. So we have to get T-shirts, and we're going to probably do some other goodies that we're giving away also. So, we need to know as quickly as we possibly can, so if people will go ahead and sign up. May 1st. Is probably the last day that I'm going to be able to guarantee you a T-shirt.
Okay.
So if you wait after May 1st, you may be out of a T-shirt, and everybody's going to want to be wearing these T-shirts because we've got a nice logo and it looks really good, and you want to, if you've done this thing, you want your badge of honor that you've actually done it.
But you still can register afterward. You're not guaranteed to get a T-shirt.
Yeah. Correct. And there's actually going to be, actually the fees actually bump up, as you can see on the registration fee on May 7th. You start off at $40 for the open race and $50 for the elite, and it'll go up to $50 on May 7th and $60 for the elite race on May 7th. So there's a price increase. We're trying to get everybody to register as much as they possibly can.
Right.
And you can if you want to come on down to O'Bannon and do it on race day, I'll put you in on the open, the elite I'm timing. So we're going to have we got the real deal timing stuff coming. So, you'll know exactly what your time is. And if you want to see the photo finish, you can look at the computer screen and see the photo finish and everything that goes along with it. We got it. So, we're going to time that. Now, the other races, the open race, I'm not going to time those. There's going to be a running clock, but there will not be time. You'll be responsible for your own
time. There won't be any photo finishes on the open races is what you're saying.
No, we could do one. I tell you what, I take that back. When DJ starts.
Well, let me tell you this. You ain't got to worry about a finish because
he'll finish.
I mean, okay, are y'all prepared to stay down there to 3 o'clock the next morning?
I'll do whatever it takes. I'm not afraid to work, so I'll hang in there and stay with him. But when DJ starts, we will run the camera and we'll time it. You'll know exactly what his time is down to the 100th of a second.
I'm going to speak from somebody who's been through basic training in the military and all that kind of stuff. And I can tell you, we called them jungle runs, and, we ran a lot of those. And I mean, at, 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning, ooh, 14, 15, 16 miles. I mean, you liable to, to run up a creek, a mile and a half. I mean, and this is with combat boots on a 70-pound wow. rucksack. So, that was a long time ago for me. I still have nightmares from that time period in my life. I've actually woke up at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning thinking I was late for formation. So, but I can tell you this, to do that and go through that and finish something like that is a feeling and a sense of achievement. And, I know when I got out of all that, I look back on that now and say, you couldn't give me $10 million to do that again. But
I don't know. Somebody writes a check for $10 million. Hey, I bet you'd sign up for right
I'm
now.
I'm telling you. I promise you. But I'll tell you this. But it was, I wouldn't trade it for anything.
Oh, it's
for
different.
Nothing.
Yeah, it'll build. It's a character builder, that's for sure.
No doubt. No doubt. It definitely is that. So.
Did you see what Daniel Smith put on there?
I did. Hot Rod, I knew you'd feel the same way. I that's one of those things where I've always told people, if you see me running, you shoot the first person behind me.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I'm telling you, it's when you've run as much as we had to in the military, I mean, it's you kind of get past all that. But I'm looking forward to that. It's going to be a big time event and
family friendly.
So I do want to mention that also, because it is family friendly. We want everybody to come out and support. Even a lot of folks charge admission when they come in the gate and are parking. We're going to park in O'Bannon Park. You're going to come in free of charge. There's going to be no admission at all down there. So come and support your folks that are going to be running. There'll be plenty of places to take pictures. I'm pretty good about setting the course up where you can see it. Now, some places you won't be able to see it, but a lot of it you will be able to see. So it'll be a great time.
My sister's reiterating, no hidden cost. Your entry fee covers your participation.
That is
and that
correct.
Of your family members, friends, whatever it is.
That is correct. Now, I will tell you this. When you go to the run sign up, if you do it online, there is a $3 charge for the elite and $250, I believe, for the open. But it's so simple and easy. It does your credit card and it's just gone.
That's a processing fee.
It's a processing fee. It's not
and that's
for me.
Not for you. That's the company that's
that is
handling
the company.
It.
Yeah. And I'll tell you, this company is unbelievable. They did over 4 million last year.
Wow.
Runners, and they're getting bigger and bigger every year. And they don't make you actually like join a group or something like that. Some of them make you join this stuff
right,
and then they
right.
hit you all of a sudden you've got this fee for $60 later on. This company does not do that. So I've been very pleased with them.
Right.
I want to shift gears just 1 second and we can come straight back if we have to.
Okay.
Have Lisa and Nolan found the money yet?
No, but Lisa's been looking and so has Nolan.
They're not the only ones.
Well, you got to be, you talk about like going through flower beds and stuff. Well, my son will be the first one to do that. So we have to watch out with Hayden. But yeah, he's been kind of mulling it over also. Now I've been a little busy, so I've not had the chance to do it.
Rob, I wanted to ask this question. And this is switching gears. Sometime around November, December, January, is that you doing all that shooting down there on Woodmere behind the house?
No, sir, it's not me. not me.
Hey, I'm going to tell you something.
Always a kill in Woodmere.
Man.
I think I heard a story of him cutting one out of the fence down there one night or something. Man,
I tell you what I had to. Oh, that's right. I forgot about that. That poor deer, bless his heart. I still feel sorry for that deer.
He went as far as he killed that arrow inside.
Ease up now. Let's not do that. Oh my goodness.
Hey, Frank Reed is retired, Rob. You know what? Okay. Yeah,
Frank is a great friend of mine, but Frank would write me a ticket in a heartbeat.
Hey, I promise you he would have.
Frank wrote his mama a ticket.
I'm gonna have a donut.
Yeah, no, I had to ask that question. That's a big running joke over in that neighborhood. Who's doing all the shooting? You know, you've heard it.
I did have to put one out of his misery one time. It was bad.
Yeah, but no. I anyway, like I said, I'm just joking because that's one thing we all pick at everybody over there about is was that you doing all that shooting out of the other night?
You know, no, I stay on my side of the fence to make sure there is no shooting going on because there's probably some pretty good ones walking around behind my fence back there.
Well, I tell you what, it sounds like a war over there some days, some evenings and some nights. So, really? Not over here. I mean, just out, you can hear all this stuff.
Oh, no doubt.
Now that's a lot. That may be a mile or two away because of how that stuff carries.
It's usually about a mile to the east of me.
Yeah. Right. Right. And that's kind of where I hear it from as well. But, Rob, listen, I want to get, if you'll hang around a little bit after the show here, we'll, get together and talk about a couple things and just kind of get your input on it, see what you think. And, kind of go from there with it about the, BCC run. And, I know everybody's looking forward to that. When you say there's nothing to do in Bruton, well, there's all kind of stuff to do in Bruton.
Yeah, there is.
Best community in the world.
Best community in the world. I mean, it is. And a lot of great people here, working together to make things happen. So let's change gears real quick and go back to the hunt.
The dash for cash.
The dash for cash. I will say this about the dash for cash. We there'll be another clue out very soon.
Please.
Very soon. So please. For those of you listening, you better keep your eye on the page and because there'll be another clue out soon. And, the pot continues to grow. I know DJ put a post out about it, but, we did get Donnie Beckham to step up yesterday and, the pot is now up to $2,200 cash and a cheesecake from Chef Adam and a dozen cake pops from,
Paula
Pettis. So, a lot of money out there. I think there's still more to come and, get ready. Again, I want to say this, let's all be respectful. Let's have a good time hunting, but, let's all be respectful of what we're doing while we're hunting and get ready. Cause there's another clue coming.
I think it's going to get found after the third clue.
You do?
I think somebody's going to find it.
Oh, okay. Okay. I do want to say this as well. I want to reiterate this one more time too. You can message me, text me, whatever. You're going to get the same response I give everybody. Happy hunting. That's it.
Fair enough. Okay.
So, I mean, I don't mean that ugly. It's just not that way. But, everything's got to be fair and all, it's got to be fair. And that's where we're going to have it. And it's going to be fair. But a lot of money out there. A lot of opportunity to get out there and get on top of it. Good morning, Action. Good morning, Melinda Turner. Dustin Postlewaite. Just wanted to touch on that before we got out of here this morning.
Yes, we did. And good morning, Winston. Thank you for coming in also.
You want to take it away? I mean, I don't really know of anything else we need to run through. I think we kind of touched it all on the BCC run and Mary Brown says that, she's coming home today. She knows where it's at. Okay.
Happy hunting.
Happy hunting.
And I'm really looking forward to Mary Brown being in this race. I think she's going to be a big draw for us.
She's the people's choice.
Oh, no, there's no doubt.
She needs to be in this race.
Rob Axon, we appreciate you coming in and sharing some great information about the BCC. Want to encourage everybody to like and share the video. Go to the BCC Facebook page, like and share that page as well. Make a comment. I can do it, and you may get the free entry fee that's going to be awarded here Friday morning. Rob, thanks once again for coming, and look forward to the race. You doing some great things.
Thank you, DJ. Thank you, KJ. Appreciate you, man.
That's going to do it for us here today on Drive Time. I want to thank Jim Peach Motors and Peach Chevrolet for making this program possible. We hope you guys have a great Wednesday, and we will see y'all in the morning.
Thank you for tuning in to Drive Time, live from the Peach Pit in historic Bruton, Alabama. Remember to tune in every Monday through Friday at 8 a.m.-ish. Remember to like and share the Drive Time videos, as the more you like and share, the more chances you have to win. I'm hoping for Riley, I can see my